As Congress comes back into session, we're entering a very unique moment in the recent history of Congress, and that is one in which the parties are coming together, legislation is likely to be passed, and the requests from the White House are likely going to be approved without much consternation by both the House and the Senate. In the coming weeks, there are three major issues that Congress is facing. One is an authorization for the use of force in Iraq and Syria. The president has requested that Congress authorize military action in an effort to combat ISIS, both in Iraq and in Syria. And the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, as well as the House leadership and Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, have suggested that while they were uncomfortable going along with the president's initial request, that being that the language be inserted into the continuing resolution, the upcoming budget reauthorization, short-term budget reauthorization, that they were fine with a standalone bill. And the authorization for the use of force will be taken up in the coming days by the House and likely approved quite quickly. The next item on Congress's agenda is a continuing resolution providing funding for the government, likely through the end of the year. This has been a bill that comes up occasionally as the Congress needs to continue funding, but it's one that has also met some fairly staunch opposition at times, leading last year to a short-term government shutdown. It appears, however, that this year, particularly in the shadow of midterm elections, this is a fight that Republicans in Congress do not want. And so the leadership is making every effort to make sure that the continuing resolution is passed, it's not held up by a filibuster or by other members, and that it's a clean continuing resolution, that in it doesn't have many strings attached to it, such as repeals of ACA and other items. The final piece of legislation that's going to be taken up by the Congress in the coming weeks is the reauthorization of the Import-Export Bank. This is a source of division in the Republican Party, as the business wing wants reauthorization of the bank, and Tea Party and other conservatives do not want it reauthorized, or they want it reauthorized for a very short period of time. It appears that the White House and the Congress have come to an agreement on extending reauthorization, and House leadership, as well as Senate leadership on both sides of the aisle, are willing to move this forward. And so we're entering, as I said, a very odd moment in which the parties are coming together to pass some fairly major legislation that's going to have some serious impacts on public policy, both domestically and internationally.